Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 28th of March 2011. If I was down to my last dollar, I would spend it on marketing, said Henry Ford. And perhaps that's something which the people who ran Barcamp Barnsley need to think about. Over the weekend, I was up in Barnsley attending the Barcamp, which is a collection of geeks and similar-minded people who run an unconference, which is sort of like a conference, but the content is made up by the people who turn up. And the team at B Media in Barnsley promoted this thing on the internet a few weeks ago, but they didn't include details of the event on barcamp.org. They didn't have control of the Twitter account called Barcamp Barnsley, and they weren't updating the wiki page belonging to Barcamp Barnsley. So periodically, when I checked Eventbrite to see how ticket sales were going, I noticed that the original 120 tickets were going down very slowly, and having got my ticket several weeks ago, it seemed that there were going to be about 14 people going to this event for 120. The ticket sales did speed up. I say sales, they were free. But the ticket sales did pick up towards the end, and ultimately I think about 60 of the available 120 tickets were taken, and on the day around about 50 people turned up. It was brilliant. I loved it. A number of regulars turned up, and we had a good old chat. There were quite a lot of newcomers, people coming to a Barcamp for the first time, and it was obvious that the two organisers had not run a Barcamp before, and it looked a little as if they were expecting the entire organisation to be run by the delegates on the day in true Barcamp style. Well, yes, that is true of the sessions and the content, and I readily acknowledge that they did run the opening speech and look after the food and drink side of things, but there was no closing session. There was really no end to the event, and it sort of just petered out at around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I had a chat with the organisers, and a lot of the regulars were standing around chatting towards the end. There were feedback forms, and the thing that really came out from all that discussion was that you have to spend time and money on the marketing. Now, this was a free event, and Barcamps are basically a not-for-profit organisation, but you have to spend at least some time and hopefully some money getting the marketing done. Because in business, we know that if you have no marketing, then actually you have no business. And perhaps that's why Henry Ford says, if I was down to my last dollar, I would spend it on marketing. As some of you might know, I'm a professional speaker and I sometimes get paid for speaking. And one of the speeches that I deliver is an hour-long speech entitled, The Killer Marketing Technique. Now, I wonder if I can condense that down to about 20 minutes and run it as a Barcamp session for free one day. And until I get that opportunity, you might go back to one of the podcasts that I did about 3 months ago, which is entitled, Can You Juggle Four? That's Success. And it talks about three divisions and then four divisions within a business. And one of the key divisions within any business, and to be honest, within any Barcamp organizing team, is the marketing. Now, before he became a career politician and then President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson used to be a lawyer. And he is quoted as saying, "The man who stops advertising to save money is like the man who stops the clock to save time." In your business this week, what are you going to do about the marketing? Go on. Go and tell me. Put a comment on Audioboo or put a comment on proactivepaul.com and let me know what you think. I'm looking forward to catching up with you again, this time next week. See you then. Bye for now.